Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
There's one man and one story on the front of pretty much every paper this morning. Donald Trump, the front of the Irish Sun, says guilty, and a photograph of Donald Trump looking down at the ground. The Irish Daily Mirror, Trump guilty, same photograph used there. The Irish Daily Mail, Trump guilty, exclamation mark, with the photograph of Donald Trump staring into the camera as he's dramatically convicted of all 34 charges in the Stormy Daniels payoff case. The Irish Times, jury finds Trump guilty on all 34 counts in hush money trial. Also on the front page, they've interviewed experts who say that Donald Trump is unlikely to face jail time despite being found guilty of these 34 counts. And the Irish Examiner on the front page, Trump guilty on all counts. Donald Trump last night became the first US president to be convicted of a crime when a New York jury found him guilty of falsifying documents to cover up a payment to silence a porn star ahead of the 2016 election. The jury deliberated for less than 12 hours and the 12-member jury announced it had found Mr. Trump guilty on all 34 counts he faced. Of course, an Irish person is the lead, what's the phrase, the chairman of the jury. I can't think of the word. The foreman of the jury, there we go, is an Irish person as well. So I'm sure the media will be trying to track this person down. Can be quite lucrative, by the way, to be on a jury on a big case in America, because you can write books, you can do interviews, a lot different to the Irish legal system where we never know who's on a jury or not. And Donald Trump, straight out, a couple of minutes after it, I was watching this live on NBC News last night, saying that the election was rigged, Joe Biden is behind it all, the decision is rigged and the country is corrupt and America is a mess, is essentially his view of it all. And he also said that the only decision that counts is November's election. So he's still going to run for election. And you would suspect that this decision won't put off a lot or any of Trump's supporters. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, yesterday they had an interview with the Chief Rabbi of Ireland about the war in Gaza, where he told the Irish Examiner that there had been a very good ratio of civilian deaths to Hamas fighters killed and that Israeli forces in Gaza had compared well to other conflicts in terms of casualties. And now Taoiseach Micheál Martin has slammed those comments as extraordinarily insensitive and wrong. And Mr. Martin said he fundamentally disagrees with the chief rabbi as well. Read more about that in the Examiner. Front of the Irish Independent, the fag machines could be on the way out. Cigarette vending machines to be banned from next year. These are the vending machines that we've known for so long in hotels, pubs, clubs, but they're getting rid of them. They're going to outlaw them in a bid to curb underage smoking. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly giving the go-ahead for the machines to be banished after inspectors found they allow smoking regulations to be flouted. I know they did bring in new rules that you needed a token in order to use the cigarette machine, but sure, anyone could get you the token from behind the bar, and if you're underage, you could still go and buy the cigarettes, so we are banning them. The Irish Daily Star goes back to the Roy Keane case. Elbow was a Keane tackle. Cop tells court Roy was just trying to grab headbutt fan. Roy Keane is photographed here wrestling with accused Scott Law, and Law is held by Keane co-pundit Mika Richards. Inside the papers, if you buy tickets on Ticketmaster, well, you might have to change your password, because the Times of London says that Ticketmaster customers have been urged to change their passwords after hackers stole the personal information of more than 500 million people around the world. It has to affect Irish people as well. Names, addresses, emails, phone numbers and credit card details from Ticketmaster are being offered for sale online. Now, the credit card numbers appear to be hidden cryptographically, we're told, but the last four digits do not appear to be, as they are being sold. So the last four digits of the cards are being sold online, and the hacking group is looking for $500,000 for a one-time sale. Experts are urging caution until Ticketmaster confirms whether the data has truly been stolen. The Irish Sun has an interesting one about when people should start work, and more than half of Irish workers think they'd work better if they chose their hours based on their natural sleep patterns. No more alarm clocks, no more big commute and sitting in traffic when you wake up, you head into work, whenever that suits you. It's called chrono working, and apparently it improves focus and productivity. Now, a third of employees say their bosses have a one-size-fits-all view of flexible working. Basically, you go in and you do your 9-to-5, but this is the idea that you work on your sleep pattern. Chrono working, according to recruitment experts, offers significant benefits in achieving a work-life balance that workers are happy with. But they do warn that you should do this on a case-by-case basis. I would say good luck to you going into your boss and saying, I want to work based on when I wake up, depending on how much sleep I get. Now, we hear constantly of a cost of living crisis in Ireland. You wouldn't think that's the case looking at the airport, though, because in The Star, we're told that Dublin Airport's car parks are completely sold out for the bank holiday weekend. So if you haven't got your parking yet, you're going to have to get a lift or a bus or a taxi. 450,000 passengers are travelling through the airport during the long weekend. Sunday is going to be the busiest day, apparently, when there'll be over 117,000 passengers expected to travel through the airport. The car park is booked out, apart from spaces in the short-term car park. That's to drop people off. Can be quite expensive. You certainly wouldn't be parking there for a week. Now, elsewhere, election posters are everywhere, as we know. Some people have an interesting take on them, though. In The Star, a Wexford councillor who only uses handmade posters is encouraging other election candidates to try something different to appeal to their voters. This is Leonard Kelly, who has just 7 election posters handmade by his wife. And they were made back in 2019, and he says his wife went into the garden shed, got some old cardboard and took out some old paint, and the designs are quite colourful. It's a change from the boring election posters that we see the whole time, so maybe something to consider if you're ever running for election. News of Paul Mescal. First of all, the papers say that there's not going to be a Normal People sequel, despite apparently the internet being on meltdown over the rumours yesterday. But secondly, Paul Mescal could have a new girlfriend who we all know. He's one of the acting world's most eligible bachelors and heartthrobs, according to the Mail. But it seems that Kildare man Paul Mescal has caught the eye of newly divorced Oscar winner Natalie Portman. The pair were spotted together giggling and smoking outside a bar in London. Natalie Portman is 42, Paul Mescal is 28, but according to the Mail, they seem to be getting on like a house on fire as they joked outside a bar, and they even dressed alike, both wearing white t-shirts. So there's one to watch. Natalie Portman recently getting divorced after 12 years of marriage. And speaking of divorce, final story from the Mail. The final straw in your relationship could be a trip to the shops. 7 in 10 people argue with their partner over what food to buy, with a quarter admitting that supermarket rows have ended with a breakup. Seems very dramatic. Astonishingly, 88% of shoppers find getting groceries with their other half is stressful, with 70% bickering over meal choices, and 24% of the 3,000 adults surveyed said disputes during the weekly shop had become so bad that led to couples splitting up. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.